Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. You know, this is the place to get all the information you need to have the best-looking house on the block. The most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. I'm Danny Lipford, and along with my buddy Joe Truini, we're about to have a little fun along the way.
We certainly are. Danny and I are here each and every week to answer your home improvement questions. So if you've got something going on around your house you need a little help with, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
One way you can do that is just to simply send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask or pick up the phone, 800-946-4420. That's the Today's Homeowner hotline, the phone call you can make to leave us any comment, question, or maybe you have a really cool tip that's worked well for you around your home on some of the challenges we all face as homeowners. Hey, share it with us and we'll share it with our Today's Homeowner community all across this country. And Joe, I'll tell you, I've just about recovered from last weekend, walking like 15 miles all around the Orange County Civic Center down in Orlando for the International Builder Show and Kitchen and Bath Show. I'm telling you.
The convention, yeah.
It's back. I mean, that thing is, really? I think there were 70,000 people there.
Wow.
It was busy, a lot busier than I thought. I didn't really know, you know, about people gathering and so forth. And a few of the big exhibitors pulled out kind of at the last minute. But I'm telling you, it would be hard to pack more activity in that building than they had. So it was very interesting that took place. And of course, people are always asking, you know, what'd you see? What are new? Well, there's too much really to talk about. But you do see some trends from time to time there. One of the things I saw, of course, seeing a lot of people still being very conscious of indoor air quality.
Right.
And I knew this would happen. Now they have all of these monitoring devices that you can plug right in the wall. And a lot of them will even, you know, talk to your air conditioner or talk
right
to your dehumidifier and, you know, and all of your exhaust fans in your bathrooms, and it'll just, once it monitors and senses something, it'll turn on the appropriate fan to get some air moving in the house. So I knew that was just a matter of time before they got those monitoring systems down to where they're, you know, affordable for the general homeowner.
Right. Well, like most things, once they're out on the market, the price drops. And all this is a indication of how tightly we're insulating our homes, which is good, you know, but of course, what happens is when houses weren't so well insulated, air was blowing in and out, and it was terrible for the heating bill, but you know, you didn't have contaminants building up inside the house. But now, you know, with the houses being tighter, you know, what about all that air? You know, they have mm-hmm. to, you know, you have to circulate. That's why we were always talking about not only the importance of insulating, but, you know, having proper ventilation in your house. If you button it up too tight, where do you think all that goes? All that heat, humidity, you know, up from cooking and bathing and everything else, and not to mention an indoor air pollutant. So, yeah, it's really important to have that ventilation, not just in the, first of all, bathrooms used to just have a window, right?
Right.
So now
mm-hmm.
you know, most of them should have a vent, but it has a mm-hmm. vent to the outdoors. And too often, kitchens only had a vent that was circulating the air, exhausting it. So
completely
I think
worthless.
Those days are gone. I think everybody realizes everything you're venting, if it's not venting to the outdoors, what good is it?
And of course, it gets more complicated than that, in that now we're getting fresh air brought in from the outside. Now, that's been taking place in commercial buildings for many, many years, but now you have proper air exchange. That's why when you get with your air conditioned heating contractor that specializes in not only heating and cooling your home, but ventilating your home, you need to ask all the right questions to make sure you're getting the system that you need. But anyway, that's certainly one strong trend. But another one, you know, on the kitchen and bath industry show that runs, you know, with the Builder Show, we're also seeing a lot more, man, they are making tiles, ceramic tiles, bigger than I've ever seen. I think I saw one that was like 2 foot by 3 foot. I would hate to have to lug that around and
right.
hang it, but I'm seeing more and more people putting these larger panels on the walls, because we're always trying to make those small areas in your home feel a little bit larger. But I see the designers are really embracing that, and I saw it all over the show.
Yeah, in fact, I just saw a statistic recently where a survey of home designers, kitchen and bath designers, that 81% of them were using large format tile in bathrooms. Now, large format tile is a term for any tile that's 12 inches or larger. Mm-hmm. So 16, 18, even 24 inches. I saw an article in Fine Home Building last year where they actually have tile, Danny, that are like 4 foot by 6 foot, where you just these giant, but you need like four people to install it.
Wow.
But that's how big some tile have gotten. That's a little extreme. But
yeah.
For the average person, yeah, these large format tiles, I know I use them in art. When we redid our bathroom downstairs, I used the large format tiles for just a practical reason. Obviously, the more tile, the fewer grout joints.
Mm-hmm.
And the grout joints, as we always say, is the Achilles heel of any tile job.
Sure.
The tiles are impervious to water and staining and mold, but not the joints. So the grout joints. So the larger the tile, the fewer grout joints you have. And it's another thing that's really important. I learned this when I was writing the tiling book, is that there's actually a mortar designed specifically for large format tiles, and you mm-hmm. absolutely have to use it to guarantee a good job. It's known simply as LFT mortar, large format tile.
Hmm.
So if you're doing it yourself, you're hiring someone, make sure they use the correct mortar.
Oh, that's a great idea. And I also love when you're using the large tile, whether it's on a wall or a floor, to be able to use the type of grout and the type of tile that'll allow you to pull that grout joint down to about an eighth of an inch. That has
a
really nice, sleek look to it. And there again, when you're doing that, you got to make sure that you're choosing the right grout that works for that. But anyway, a lot of trends, a lot of things that are happening. I was, it was kind of funny, very strict mask mandate.
Right.
Nobody was allowed in at all without your vaccination, without a recent test, and the mask.
Right.
So there's thousands of people with masks for about an hour.
Oh, then what?
And then it got down to about 50% of the people for about another hour. By lunch, I didn't even see a mask. Maybe one or two masks, that because they were proud of their masks. They had kind of novelty
right.
masks. You know, they had smiley faces. And,
yeah,
and oh,
yeah.
I saw one now. I've never seen this before, but a mask that had an LED readout running across the mask, and the lady that had it used her phone, and
right.
she could change the message to read anything she wanted, and it just ran across the mask. And what it said on it is, I said yes. So it was something that that she had just been proposed to, and her
okay.
fiance gave her this mask and had it programmed, said, I said yes. So it was.
Did he let her wander around a convention hall with 70,000 men?
Right. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much it.
Okay. That sounds good. Yeah. That's not like a good idea.
So that's an interesting concept there. But, even though there's still a lot of areas of the country that are really cold, spring is right around the corner. If you think of only 5 weeks away is the official start of spring.
Right.
Of course, I know many times in the Northeast there where you live, Joe, you might have a foot of snow on that day. So it doesn't
right.
quite yeah. feel like spring. But it starts making you think about it. And over the next few weeks, we'll start sharing with you some things that you need to consider getting ready for some of the nicer weather that's right around the corner.
Yeah, as we've been saying the last couple of weeks, if you have a spring project in mind, start planning now. It seems like it's mm-hmm. a long way off, especially I'm here in Connecticut. It was 9 degrees this morning. There's snow on the ground. So, no one's really working outdoors. But you have to start planning now, especially in this day and age where you used to be able to just order materials and get them within a couple of weeks, no matter what they were. Now you might be waiting months. So
exactly. Yeah, it's a lot more of a challenge now for both homeowners and contractors. Hopefully that will start easing up and that supply. That's what we heard a lot at the Builder Show.
Oh, I bet.
About the challenges
yeah.
and really unusual things where office workers and salespeople are being put into the factories to manufacture cabinets, to pack things, just because they can't get the labor in there and all. So hopefully these things will change up. But this week we're going to concentrate on some good positive things and ways that we can help you with your home. Some of the things we're going to talk about during this hour, drywall repair. We talk a lot about that, but what if you have just a little piece of tape, maybe it's gotten wet and it's kind of puckered up a little bit. Can you deal with the tape that you have, or do you have to replace it? We're going to help a homeowner with that. Also, adding insulation to existing exterior walls. It can be done. Some situations are easier than others. We're going to talk about some ways on that. And my daughter, Chelsea Lipford-Wolf, will be coming by to check in with Chelsea on a really cool closet project that she recently did. And she'll be able to tell you how simple it was. It might be just what you need in a closet there at your house. And Joe, I know you have a simple solution for us.
I do indeed. This is how to find a wall stud without using a stud finder.
There you go. Well, we're always hanging pictures and doing something where we need to find that stud in the wall. We're so glad that you're spending some of your busy weekend with us here at Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
sound of you doing is music to our ears. Order on the Home Depot app and get convenient delivery so you don't have to stop doing when you need something. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Today's homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, heard coast to coast on some really awesome stations, including some in some of the most beautiful area of the country, Durango, Colorado. Durango's News Talk, KDGO AM 1240. Special hello to Kelly Turner and the whole team there for having us on your air. We're really excited to be a part of your lineup, and we look forward to helping everybody that's listening in that part of Colorado with any concerns you have about your home. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-946-4420, or you can send us an email by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going to Alabama, and David's on the line with us right now. David, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on there in your home.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Mm-hmm. This is the first house I've had that had air conditioning in the attic, and it's right above the great room. And, of course, it's a zone system, and some of the dampers have started sweating and leaked through the insulation and down into some sheetrock runs where the tape is puckered. And I just wondered if there's an easy way to hide that pucker.
Okay. A lot of times when that tape starts buckling or contorting in any way, it's almost impossible to get it to lay back down. Now, I have been successful in taking a sponge, a damp sponge, and just not saturating it, but wet it down a little bit and kind of take your 6-inch drywall knife and kind of move it along there. Sometimes if it's not too bad, it will flatten out enough that you can feed some drywall compound behind it and then, of course, slick it down there and then put some more on top. For me, it's only worked about 25% of the time. Usually, I'll have to take my knife, and I'll tell you what's a perfect knife to use on that is one of those little X-Acto knives, and just cut just that little piece of tape out that you need to, use your joint compound, and do it like it's a brand new seam. Now, all of this is assuming that the water has not damaged the integrity of the drywall, and you usually can tell that pretty easy by just pressing your thumbnail against it, and if it starts cracking and flaking off, then you're going to have to put a larger patch in there, but hopefully you can just utilize that same tape. And of course, it goes without saying, hopefully the problem has been solved in the attic, because if you still have some leakage there, some condensation is going to still affect whatever you do to patch it up.
Yep. Speaking of condensation, there are some runs that having that on the inside of the ductwork instead of the outside. And so when it's high humidity and high heat, sometimes it just blows water out of the vent.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that as well. I would really check that humidity in your home, though. You need to make sure that your relative humidity in your house is below 50%. You know, you can get a little digital hygrometer. It's $10 and move it around different areas of the home. Just a little bitty digital readout. And it'll tell you real quickly if you're more than 50%. If so, you know, I need to get that air conditioned heating guy to adjust that system, because that will cause that to happen quite a bit, too.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Okay, David, best of luck on it. We appreciate you being a part of the show today.
Okay, thank you.
But you know, those kind of things, Joe, is one of those things you can go and try to repair something like that and go, wow, that was so easy. I wish I'd have done that, you know, a long time ago.
Right.
Or you're sitting there for hours cutting and taping and everything else. That's always a tricky one. It emphasizes how important it is to address small problems quickly before they get to be larger problems.
Yeah, ordinarily you do have to cut and peel away the puckered section of that tape, because once it breaks free, you know, it's not going to stick on by itself. But you might as well try squeezing some joint compound or even just wood glue or something up behind it, press it in place and see if it holds. But the good thing about cutting and peeling it away, it does allow you to inspect the drywall.
That's right.
To see if there's any damage, if there's any water damage, or if it's just too soft and mushy where it has to be replaced. 9 out of 10 times, the drywall will dry out once the condensation problem is cured. As far as that condensation, David didn't mention whether these ducts are sealed and insulated, but that's the first thing he's got to check.
Oh, yeah.
If they're not sealed and insulated, it's sucking in. You know, if those joints are open and they're not insulated, there's nothing to keep that condensation from forming. And there's certainly no point in replacing the tape and fixing the ceiling now.
Right, exactly. And, you know, a lot of times when you have that air handler in the attic and you have that pan underneath it, a lot of times you could have a little condensation on the pan itself.
That's right.
If your drain line, your primary drain line, is clogged or just not working as well as it should to move that condensating water out, then you're going to have a little excessive moisture there. So need to make sure that that thing is being serviced well and that that drain is working like it should. Hey, let's get right to some emails here. We'd love to get an email from you. Make it very easy. All you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com/ask. That's what Jan in Kansas City sent us one in and said, "Hi, Danny, we love watching your television show and have got many great home improvement ideas from you. We're planning a major remodel that will include moving some walls and eliminating some others, but we're not sure where to even start. Should I call a designer first, or should I call a contractor, or does the contractor work with their own designer? I'm just looking for a little advice to help us get this project started." Well, Jan, many times as a remodeling contractor, and I've been one for 43 years, we have a lot of people that we can work with that we can recommend, a draftsman, architect, interior designer, just depends on exactly what you need, and have them draw a existing plan and a renovation plan. And normally that would fall into an architect or architectural designer in order to provide that drawing. Then once you get that drawing, then you're able to get your bids from the contractor. But what you might want to do is call the local home builders association, get a list of some good, reputable remodeling contractors there, and give them a call and ask them how they handle it. And I can guarantee you, you'll get several draftsmen or architectural designers that they will recommend. Maybe they're part of the staff. Most likely, there's someone that they have a working relationship with, and they can do the drawing for you. That way, when you have contractors look at it, it's a kind of an apples for apples type of approach instead of one contractor viewing it different than the other. You'll see, it might take you a little time and just a little bit of money for that design, but it's well worth it to avoid any problems that you have along the way. And of course, Joe, that brings back the question about the load-bearing walls that we hear a lot about, and whether you can remove this wall or that wall. And as we say, you really can remove almost any wall in the house, just some cost a little more than the others.
Yeah, exactly. It's not that you can't remove a wall that's load-bearing, just you have to install, you know, posts and a beam of some sort to support what that wall was supporting at one point before you cut it away. So certainly before you remove any walls, you got to check with an inspector or a contractor. And the other thing I would tell Jan is there are firms called design build firms. It's essentially one company. It's a contractor who does the design and does the building. We're not sure how complicated any of Jan's work is going to be here, but I would start with that. It'd certainly be a lot cheaper than hiring an architect and paying a separate designer, because again, these firms do the design and the work, and if they have some experience, they're pretty efficient at the work itself, because they're doing it all the time. They know, you know, how to get subcontractors in and out, and they know exactly what they're doing. So I would certainly check a design build firm.
And it is important to make sure you're getting some good referrals there. You know, talk to some of your friends or business associates that have had some similar renovations done at their home. You know, first of all, make sure they're happy with whoever they used, and then, you know, give them a try. That's always the best way to find the guys that do the work, the right kind of work. And also make sure you take your time to write everything down and get everything in writing. You want to make sure you know how far they're going with the painting, how far they're going with the flooring. All of those type of things are extremely important when you're talking about interior projects like that. It really does make make a big difference. Hey, during this time of the year, you might realize maybe my house is not quite as insulated as I wish it was, but it's an older home. Can you put insulation inside existing walls? Yes, you can in some cases, and we've done it many, many times, but there's a few things you have to be aware of, and also finding the right company that does this on a routine basis. We'll have some tips for you on that and a whole lot more coming up right here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Tight Bond, the pro's advantage.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot. How doers get more done. From tiny leaks to ruptured pipes, every year, homeowners suffer from water damage. It costs thousands and thousands of dollars to repair. That's what makes a water monitor and leak detector like one from Finn such a good idea. Now, this Finn Plus unit measures tiny changes in water pressure 240 times a second to alert you to the moment a leak is detected and prevents costly damage by automatically shutting off your water. In addition to that valuable service, it can also give you detailed information on how and where the water family uses water. Daily plumbing checks diagnose tiny drips and pinhole leaks so you can correct them before they become larger issues. And because it's Wi-Fi connected, it can give you real-time mobile notifications to alert you to potential leaks and give you the power to turn off your water remotely using the Finn app from anywhere. Best of all, it's very simple. The single device is installed on your home's main water line and it'll let you manage your water throughout the entire house, even when you're away. Now, that Finn is spelled P-H-Y-N, and you can find out more by going to HomeDepot.com. That's another thing, Joe, I saw down at the International Builders Show in Orlando, a lot of water monitors, a lot of detectors, and, you know, ways that you can, you know, monitor your home more. I mean, that's where it's all headed, to where you'll be able to tell exactly what's happening in your home at all times, from security cameras to water monitors to all kinds of things like that. So before long, the phone with all of the apps we have on our phones will be, you know, as big as a plate.
And I'm sure your wife, Sharon, will be comforted to know that while you're away, you can turn the water off at your house while she's home alone.
It's a whole new level of fun that lies ahead for
me. It is, yes.
Hey, let's get right back to the phones here, and we'd love to hear from you on the Today's Homeowner Hotline. 800-946-4420 is the number you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's where we have Mary right now from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Mary, welcome to the show, and tell us about this installation question you have.
Hi, thanks. Well, I have different parts of my house that are just cold. And I'm wondering if there's really, if there was any insulation put in the walls to begin with, or if it's just settled down. And also in the ceiling, I have a bedroom that's over the garage, and that bedroom is always very cold. And but the garage has drywall on the ceiling, so I don't know if there's insulation in there or not. And then there's a section of my dining room that overhangs the basement, so it overhangs the walkout basement, and there's about a foot deep of the floor that's really cold there too.
What do you have on the outside of your home? What type of material?
There's brick.
Brick. Okay. All right. Well, first of all, it is very hard, especially with a brick house, to pump insulation in those outside walls. Many times when you have regular lap siding, we're able to remove a section, a lap siding all the way around the house, pump insulation in the walls, put the board back up, and you have insulation surrounding the living area. But with bricks, certainly you don't want to chip out bricks every 16 inches in order to do that. So you have to either access those walls from the inside through the drywall or the plaster to be able to pump insulation in there. But the thing that you might want to do first is to make sure the envelope of the home is as tight as it can be, because you want to make sure around those windows and doors you don't have any cracks at all. If you have any hose bibs or dryer vents, you want to make sure there's not even the smallest crack visible there, because that cold air is going to find its way in if you have those situations. And also making sure the attic is insulated well. You need at least 14 to 15 inches of insulation over all of those living areas that you can possibly access. I would make sure that's in good shape before worrying about those outside walls, because it is important to have that insulation in the outside walls, but you're dealing with a situation that it will be so costly to put that insulation in those outside walls, you probably would never really save enough on your energy bill on that. And Joe, I know that one of the things we've talked about before with the window insulating kits,
right,
is another way to go to get you through some of those winters.
Yeah. So I've done all that, and I've had the attic insulated.
Good.
And so my question originally was, is there an inexpensive way to check for insulation in the walls? And I think you just answered that, that it's not. I guess you'd have to drill a hole every 16 inches and then pump it in and patch it later.
Yeah, if you discovered there was no insulation, yeah,
right.
I'd be really surprised there's no insulation in a home built in Colorado. This home isn't that old, right? When was this built?
57.
Yeah, even in 57, they were insulating homes.
Yeah, I'm wondering, does it kind of pack down and, you know, go with gravity?
Well, it could, depending on the type of insulation. And in 1957, they may have been using, probably were using 2x4 studs on exterior walls, which would obviously hold less insulation than a 2x6 wall. But if you wanted to know if there was insulation in there, I'd be really surprised if there wasn't. But if you wanted, there's a trick that I've used where just remove the cover plate from an outlet or a wall switch and take a little wire hanger. Sometimes you can see the insulation, but if you can't, take a little wire hanger, bend a really tight hook on it, and slip it behind the box. Not into the box, but behind the box, the electrical box. And just stick it in there and pull it out. If there's insulation, you usually will rip out a little piece of insulation, fiberglass insulation. It'll be caught on the wire itself. I mean, that's one way. And sometimes you can just see it. If the hole around the box in the drywall is cut a little big, you can just see the insulation. I'd be surprised if there wasn't. But okay, so let's say there's insulation, your house is still cold, what's the issue? Well, the bedroom's cold because you're over an unheated space. The garage might be insulated and it might be sheetrocked. Well, it's definitely has drywall because fire code requires an attached garage to be covered with 5/8-inch drywall. But I'm sure that floor is insulated or ceiling, the garage insulated, but it's an unheated space, and that, you know, so that's going to make your bedroom cold. I would have a contractor run a heat loss calculation. They'd come in and measure your space and check your heating system and make sure you have enough heat being delivered to that room.
Oh, okay. So it could be unevenly distributed through the system?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You might not have enough heat being delivered to that particular space or the other space, which is partially exposed to the outside because it's extended beyond the garage, beyond the basement. So that's exposed to the cold air as well, especially in Colorado.
And it's a fairly easy calculation for them on that, Mary. So just call someone that you feel comfortable with, and I'm sure it'll be able to improve that a lot, get you through the winter. And we appreciate you being part of the Today's Homeowner Radio Show today.
Thank you.
Hey, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to be checking in with Chelsea Lipford-Wolf, with some really cool information on how to reorganize an existing closet. It might be just what you need. That and a whole lot more right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Got a project? Tight Bond wood glues are preferred by pro woodworkers more than 7-to-1. Why? Because Tight Bond is professional strength, even stronger than the wood itself. Tight Bond is versatile, perfect for interior and exterior woodworking, and the best choice for home repairs. Tight Bond is tough and durable, outlasting extreme weather conditions and conquering demanding projects. Tight Bond wood glues, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Are drafty windows causing a chill in your home? Keep the cold out with Duck Brand Max Strength Rolled Window Insulation Kits. This window film creates an added barrier between warm inside air and the frigid temperatures outside, blocking drafts that steal energy and drive up your heating bill. The puncture-resistant film is 2 times thicker than standard window kits, so it's great for high-traffic or pet-friendly homes. And the crystal-clear film is easy to install and remove once warmer weather arrives. Visit duckbrand.com to find a retailer near you.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Gutter Brush is a simple gutter guard I've recommended for years. It's easy. Just slide 3-foot sections of gutter brush into your gutters and leave them there year-round to keep gutters flowing. Right now, they're having their big fall sale, 25% off and free shipping with code DANNY when you order direct at gutterbrush.com. Most homes are protected for just $200 to $300. Visit gutterbrush.com or call 888-397-9433 to get free shipping and 25% off with code DANNY. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here along with my buddy Joe Truini, and we're taking care of a lot of problems for people all over the country. Hey, one source for you to get a lot of really cool ideas and some really good information is to head over to checkinginwithchelsea.com. And Chelsea Lipford Wolf joins us right now to talk about a brand new project that's up on video right now online that you can see. Chelsea, welcome to the show as always, and tell us what's going on with this particular episode.
Okay, well, my daughter Mary Helen is 6 years old, and I'm not sure why, but she has more purses than I do. And so we were coming to a storage. We needed a storage solution to keep all of her purses. And I thought, well, I'll just build a simple shelf in her closet. And then it dawned on me, well, maybe other people don't know how simple it is to build a shelf for your closet. So I broke it down in the video, and all you need is 1x12 material and some 1x2s, and the most basic way, 2 vertical pieces, and then however many shelf boards you want. You attach them with wood glue and nails, a nail gun, and then you use the cleats to mount it to the wall. So obviously the video shows it a lot better than I'm explaining it now, but it's just a super simple, efficient way to create basically a custom closet.
Did you build the closet or the shelving on the ground and then stand it up, or did you build it in place?
Yeah, I built it separate on a workbench, and then I even installed the 1x2 cleat before I put everything into the closet.
Oh, that's good.
And Chelsea, this new shelf you added is above the existing closet shelf or below it?
Well, she already had a vertical divide for her closet rod.
Oh, okay.
And so I only had to build 1 vertical and then attach it to that existing vertical.
Oh, I see. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
And so now she can reach all her purses.
That's right. And now she has a secret hiding spot for her candy to hide it from her siblings.
Oh. that's essential. I know the one that she's hiding it from too as well, but you know, a lot of times when you're looking at an existing closet, as you're mentioning here, all you really need to do is to add that. And when you're talking about creating little cubicles like that, that works great for shoes, for purses, for sweaters, a lot of different things that you can put in there. You're basically increasing the lineal footage of shelving that you have available. So you need to check this out at checkinginwithchelsea.com. You'll see how easy it is to do that. And while you're there, look at all the dozens and dozens of other videos of some really clever projects there that might be just what you're looking for around your home. I know you're staying busy, but let me ask you, we had a question that came in that I wanted to have you answer. It says, on a recent television show, you installed some light sconces that weren't hardwired. I'd like to do the same, but don't know how. I would like to put one sconce on each side of a large painting. Now, I remember this project on the Today's Homeowner television show where you actually did that. I thought it was pretty cool. I saw the electric fixture, and I'm going, whoa, now we're got to run power down this line, and you just told me to sit back and relax, and it really turned out well. Tell us how you converted that to basically a battery-powered LED light.
Yeah, there's just a maybe $5 part in the electrical aisle. It has the base. It looks like the base of a light bulb, and then it has a plug. So it's only about, it's less than 2 inches tall, and then you have battery-powered puck lights, for lack of a better term, that are push button. It's like the whole, mm-hmm. the top of the light, you push it to turn it on. You can hot glue or duct tape that to the little, that electrical part. Then you can screw that whole thing into the light bulb socket of your fixture. But there's no, you know, there's no concern about power because the fixture isn't wired anywhere. So you don't have to worry about, getting hot glue in an electrical circuit. And then the puck lights come with a remote control, so you can just turn, aim it towards the light, turn it on. It has a timer, so you can set it to turn off automatically, or you can just turn it off with the remote.
Yeah, well, I tell you, it really turned out well, and I think you were highlighting some of the special family pictures that this homeowner
right.
had, and she's always wanted some and didn't know how to get that power in there, and you sure solved that problem. You should go and check out the video. It's available right now at todayshomeowner.com. Just put in wall sconce in the search engine there, and it'll guide you right to it and show you step-by-step on how to do it. Well, Chelsea, I know that you're busy, and we appreciate you spending some time with us, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
That's really a great solution when you think about it. And the LED lights with the batteries and so forth.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, they'll last a long, long time since you're only using it from time to time, you know.
Well, we're getting to the point where fewer and fewer things are hardwired. You wonder, you know, at some point you're going to have lights that you can just stick on a wall anywhere and use them remotely. Mm-hmm. They'll just draw power wirelessly from some source somewhere in your house. Yeah, it's pretty amazing how fast this technology is zooming out, way out into the future, way beyond where we thought we'd be just a few years ago.
Exactly. Hey, Joe, we got a simple solution coming up. Give us a little tease on it.
Okay, you need to find a stud inside the wall? You don't need an electronic stud finder. I'll show you how to do it with nothing more than a string and a magnet.
All right, that sounds great. Well, you'll want to hear that simple solution and a whole lot more right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at checkinginwithchelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com.
When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800 535-4486.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
From installing a smart garage door opener, to installing a bathroom faucet, to removing a tree, the Home Depot believes you can do anything, especially the things we have how-to guides for. Visit HomeDepot.com for thousands of tips, workshops, and ideas for projects, big and small. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
Okay, it's time for one of the favorite parts of the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, the time when Joe Truini shares with us yet another simple solution.
All right, Danny, when hanging or mounting objects to a wall, it's always best to drive the nail or screw into a wall stud, of course, for the most support. But how do you know exactly where the studs are? Well, a lot of people buy an electronic stud finder, and I've had a few, and I've never found them to be very reliable. I can't get the darn things to work, or the battery's dead, whatever. So here's a simple way to find a stud using a string and a magnet. Now, you might be wondering, how do you find a wooden stud with a magnet? Well, you can't, but what you can find are the nails or screws that are holding the drywall to the stud, and that's the trick. So here's all you need to do. First, get a small magnet. I usually try to get a round, rare earth magnet because they're super strong. Only it has to be like maybe an inch in diameter, even smaller. And just tape it to a string, a length of string that's maybe 18 inches long or so. Then you just hold the string so that the magnet is dangling along below the string, right close to the wall, and just slide it along the wall. And when the magnet passes over a nail head or a screw head, it'll just stick to the wall. Now, sheetrock is typically, drywall is typically installed horizontally, and it's 4 foot wide. So you might want to start like 4 feet above the floor to slide it back and forth. And I just shot a video of this, which you can go to todayshomeowner.com/simple-solutions and see that video. And you'll see it just sticks right to it, and that indicates where the stud is. And then studs are typically 16 or sometimes 24 inches on center, but typically 16. So you just measure over 16 inches and find the next one. But sometimes they're not exactly 16 inches and a little harder to find. But this magnet will find them each and every time just by sliding it very slowly across the wall.
Well, that's about as simple as it gets right there. And it's kind of ironic when you think about, you know, a $30 stud right. sensor or stud finder not working as well as just a plain old magnet hanging on a string. So as Joe mentioned, you can see exactly how to do this and how well it works by going to todayshomeowner.com/simple-solutions. Yeah, that's a good one, Joe. I enjoyed that video just the other day. Matter of fact, I saw it when we were looking at some of the brand new episodes that we have created for Today's Homeowner Television that airing right now. Matter of fact, this weekend, you can see one where Chelsea really did a lot of great design in a laundry room. Well, this laundry room was important because not only was it a busy family, but then really needed a lot of organization in that particular laundry room. It also served, came right off of the garage, and most of their family and friends came into their house through the garage and in through this. So it was basically a laundry room entry way, not an unusual thing at all for many house layouts and so forth. But one of the things we did there is some really unique ways of saving space with a washer and dryer. A lot of times washer and dryers will be out, you know, sometimes as much as a foot away from the wall. Well, we did a few things there that we were able to save about 8 inches in that room. And that might not sound like a lot, but when you have a long, narrow room like a laundry room, that was a lot, made it feel a lot bigger. Also, some more organization and shelving and building a number of things for an overflow pantry and also an incredible butcher block countertop that we were able to buy right off the shelf of Home Depot, install it, stained it. It really, really turned out well. So go to todayshomeowner.com and check out exactly where you can see it in your area. And also for some older episodes, we have over 500 episodes on Roku, Crackle, Xumo, Pluto, and also on Samsung and the LG smart TVs. We have our own Today's Homeowner channel. You can find out more about all of that by going to todayshomeowner.com/view. So, Joe, we've got a lot of things happening and fun to get those brand new shows out there. And I can tell you that Chelsea is getting better and better. And, you know, people keep saying, well, when are you going to hang it up? And I go, wait a minute now. Don't put me in the rocking chair. Come on now. I still got plenty of time left. So,
yeah, when Chelsea starts building a rocking chair, then you know you're in trouble.
Hey, we really appreciate you spending some time with us. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.